There's been an increase in the number of unwanted pets abandoned recently, and many of these animals have been ending up at the Little Darlings Pet Rescue Centre in Chingford. I've been talking to Maria Miller, who founded the centre, and to Sue Lewis, one of the volunteers there, about the problem and the work done by the charity. First of all, I asked Sue about the animals that get taken in.
These pets are often just dumped in the street, in bins, in woods, places that we probably wouldn't want to mention. And Maria gets phone calls 24/7 from people wanting to hand animals in.
Are we talking about mostly kittens?
Mainly
and puppies
kittens
that aren't wanted?
And cats, yes.
Yeah.
A fact that people may not know is that one cat and her young can produce 420,000 kittens from one cat in 7 years. So if you don't get your cat neutered, you could be responsible for a rather large cat population.
That is an incredible stat, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes.
So yes. When you get either given or handed over animals, what do you do with them then?
Maria takes them in. She takes kittens in from as young as 1 day old, if they've been abandoned by the mother and they're not being fed. And she bottle feeds them every 2 hours through the night. Any pet coming into our care is nursed back to health if it's ill-treated. We make sure they get lots of handling, lots of love, because they've mainly been ill-treated and abandoned. So we just get them ready, and then hopefully we find them a suitable, loving home.
And that's the difficult bit, I guess, finding a home for all these animals.
It is. And of course, when they're kittens, they look very cute, but they grow into cats. And they're also, they're expensive. They need feeding, vaccinations. So it's a lifetime commitment.
What sort of people make the best rehomers, if you like, for an animal? Have you got to have a garden, for instance, or have you had to have a pet before?
Before we home any pet, we carry out, the same as the Cat Protection and the RSPCA and other charities, we carry out a rehoming visit. So we'll ask lots of questions over the phone. We want to make sure that people have thought it through very carefully, and I say when they know what they're letting themselves in for. I'm not trying to put anybody off, because pets are wonderful to have. I have six cats myself. We'll assess them. If somebody works full time, then a kitten wouldn't be suitable. If somebody doesn't have a garden, then occasionally we do have indoor cats. We don't home cats or near to busy roads. You know, we do believe they've had a hard time, so we want to find them just somebody who naturally is a pet lover and wants to give a pet that has been ill-treated a kind, loving home.
So really, a cat may be for someone who goes out to work, but certainly...
Absolutely. I work full-time and I have, as I say, six cats. So if somebody wanted a kitten and they worked, then we would only give them two kittens to keep each other company. So we don't rule anybody out. We would just assess their circumstances and which cat or kitten would be best for them.
OK, thanks, Sue. Let's now bring in Maria. It must have been difficult starting up Little Darlings from scratch.
Yeah. First, we started off with my sister, myself, and just a couple of my friends. And then we started getting more animals coming in. And then there was the credit crunch. Then everything just went, blew up. And we started getting more animals. We needed more help. And we've just grown. And now we're growing as more animals are desperately needing help. We're growing a little bit bigger. We're desperate for help.
You say the credit crunch, that's presumably people couldn't afford to feed, vets bills, that sort of thing.
Vet bills, food in general. Mainly it's the vet bills. But they don't need to feel that they can't afford the vet bills, because a lot of people are not aware that they're entitled to free neutering and spaying. They're actually, if they're on certain benefits, they can have it done free. But also, we will have stray cats and, you know, unwanted cats. We will have them all done for free.
And how do you get enough money? Because they all must have to be fed. They have to have vets fees and all the rest of it.
Well, sometimes it's quite tight. We always pull through. We do tabletops and boot sales, and that's how people's unwanted items come in. And then it helps fund food, litter, the vets' bills.
Do you work closely with the local vet then?
I work with about 12 vets. We have about 12 vets, probably about 12, 14 inspectors, the Metropolitan, Social Services, Mental Health, they all phone us and come to us, and the help is there for us with those people.
Maria Miller from the Little Darlings Pet Rescue Centre in Chingford. And if you think you can help in any way, you can call Little Darlings on 020 8524 8894 or look online for Little Darlings Pet Rescue in Chingford. And if you think you could give an unwanted pet a home, then they've got a rehoming board which has got pictures and details of the pets looking for new homes, and that's inside the Pets at Home store on the North Circular Road.